can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
We've all been there. You clean your customer's pool in the morning only to have them come home 8 hours later to find a leaf in the pool. They call. They're mad.
Did you even come out and clean my pool today?
Why not add the leaf insurance force field to the services you offer? That's right, leaf insurance. It's invisible. They can't see it. But a dose of 6 ounces on each service visit will repel leaves and keep that picky son of a bitch on your route from blowing up your text messages. You may want to ask if this magic elixir really exists. The answer is fuck no. The solution for the unreasonable llama humping prick on your pool route. Don't wait. Tell your customer to pound salt today.
Hey guys and gals, it is Heather on the Talking Pools Podcast with Hump Days with Heather. Hope you're having an amazing day. Today I want to dive into more marketing. So we went over Google Analytics last week. We went over Google Analytics is changing over to G4. Again, get with Pool Marketing with Joe to get him transferred over. If you don't know how, don't ask me. I've got to learn. So with that being said, let's talk about Constant Contact, which is email marketing. Let's talk about text marketing. Let's talk about how you can engage with this client. Now, don't spam your clients, right? My clientele consists of about, I think I email blast 10,000, 12,000, I forget exactly, between my text marketing and my email. We talked about Google Analytics and G4 and all that fun abajazz. So I want to dive into your text marketing, email marketing. That's huge. So when you do this, please make sure you actually have permission to email and text your clients. Don't just sit here and spam your clients, right? You can get into a lot of trouble with that. My list is very large. I will tell you, do I have permission to text every single client of mine? Not every single client, but 99% of my clients, yes. And I'm going to tell you how I got around that. And my contracts that everybody signs, because if your name goes into my system, you're signing something, whether it's for a repair, a remodel, a build, or weekly cleaning, that client has signed something on that job. Now, obviously, if it's just a one-off, let me go change a shaft seal, whatever, I don't have a contract for that. So that's where like my 1-2% is that I don't have quote unquote permission. Majority, everybody has in my clause, in my contracts, it states that by signing this contract, you agree to pay X price for X services. You also agree to get soliciting for emails and text marketing. To opt out of these, you hit stop or text back, stop, whatever, you know, it may be. If you don't have those in your contracts, please put those in. All right. I use a platform called Slick Text. So I'm going to open that platform up. I'm going to log into it really quick. I love Slick Text. I have a referral code. If you want my prices, because they don't have my prices anymore, it's great. So I get 3,600 text messages a month, and this is two-way texting. That's one thing I love about Slick Text is you have two-way text messaging with them. That's not like where if you text out email blast, it's client can't text you back. Because who wants to fucking do that, right? Nobody. It'll tell you how many active subscribers that I've got. So I only text 7,300 of my database for them. I email all of my database, but I only text 7,300. So that's like where that little percentage is. I have 4 active text words. I have sent 0. This is my subscriber count. So it went from 6,800 from July up to 7,300 in December. So from July to December, it went up. That's because people subscribed. I don't know where the fuck this came from, but whatever. Anyways, these are my text words, right? My filter cleans, whatever it may be, my rollover text. I have 17,000 text messages I can use, and I have another 3,600 on top of that. It resets on March 16th. So with all of this, I can view my text words, view analytics. Let's go to my analytics. So if I want to see my filter clean, right? Here's my filter clean. This was sent out. I had 22 people opt out. I sent 7,300 of it. I forgot to insert my click ratio on this because my clicks normally would show right here of how many people actually clicked it. This tells me the times that these people clicked it down here. So my busiest time was 1:30 all the way until about 4:30. That was my busiest time for this text message. Then it spiked again between 7:30 and 8:30. And then again at 8 a.m., 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., around that time. So it actually will tell me during that time who clicked what, who did not. So let me find one that I actually did my click-through rate for. Here we go. All right. Here's my MLK filter discount that I did. I had 103 clicks. I had 16 opt-outs out of the 7,300 that I linked. Here's my links that I sent. So these two links that I sent, I had 90 clicks on one and 13 on the other. There is my 24-hour activity and time. What I love about this is because this also helps you with your analytics, right? When you are looking at this, you know what time people are searching your services because that's a damn text message, right? Let's say you send that text message out at 1 p.m. You had nobody clicking this at 1 p.m. according to my thing. I don't know what time I actually sent this out. Yes, I do. I sent it at 1:52 is what time it was sent. So at 1:52, that's when I sent. I started getting clicks at 2 p.m. I got 4 clicks at 2 p.m. and I sent it at 1:52. Then at 3 p.m., I got 21 clicks. At 4 p.m., 17 clicks. At 5 p.m., 6 clicks. 6 p.m. So the list goes on and on, right? And then again, the next day for the same marketing thing, I was still getting clicks. At 10 a.m., I got 3 clicks. And then at 7 a.m., I got 2 clicks. At 12 a.m., you know, so it tells you, hey, if I send this out at 8 in the morning, I can see in a 24-hour period where my clientele is clicking. So when you're sending out your text messaging, if you can go back and track your activity and be like, okay, and I did a lot of trial and error on this. And there's still times that I just randomly send out shit because I don't care. Like if it's just a reminder, hey, we have a freeze coming in. So make sure your freeze protection is on. I don't care what time I send that because I'm not trying to market them. I'm just trying to remind them. If you are trying to market them, you want to pay attention to your 24-hour tracking, which is why I love Slick Text because they have that. Then it gives you your 8-hour if you really want to know who opt out when and what, so on and so forth. So pay attention to your marketing. If you are not text marketing your clients, you need to be. Everybody wants to do text now. Nobody really wants to do email marketing. Email marketing gets sent into spam so much, it's kind of crazy. All right. Here's another one that I sent that I had 19 clicks and I only sent 771 of these because I sent them to specific industries. Like this one was a McKinney, Frisco, Plano, Dallas. But by doing that, I have my clicks rate. So this was my landing page. So again, this is a landing page. So if I click, well, I click it, but you can't see shit because this is a landing page that I have in my website. Remember, I talked about landing pages and how important that is. With this landing page, hey, Plano neighbors, because I sent this just for Plano, right? Again, landing page for everything that you send has a landing page. Listen to me. Everything has a landing page, okay? This is hidden on my website, and it's strictly used for marketing. I can see I had 19 clicks that went to this landing page. Then when they click here by going to my YouTube, because I can see how many actually clicked the YouTube and how long they stayed, Then it has all my fun, happy reasons why they should go with me, all the tile for them to pick, financing for them to pick, plasters for them to pick, and then another video, right? And then glow-in-the-dark tile, coping options, handrails, grout, everything that they need, decking, all for their remodel, right? That's specifically what this was sent for. When you don't have landing pages, you can't keep up with your marketing. So don't do like I did on some of these other ones that I forgot to put the fucking landing page in there with it, because I have a landing page for filter cleans too.
We've heard it hundreds of times. I don't use chlorine, I have a saltwater pool. This has always been the biggest running joke in the industry, but now it can be a reality. Fly By Night Pool Products has developed the first non-chlorine saltwater pool. That's right, just add salt and install Green As Fuck. Yes, Green As Fuck by Fly By Night is the answer to your prayers. Simply add our empty powerless cell and pour in as much salt as you like. Everyone can have a chlorine-free pool with Green As Fuck. Get a Green As Fuck pool today.
With this being said, you can go through, you can send one message at a time, you can send your entire list at a time, you can send pictures. Now, I can't send videos, but you can send pictures, you can send discounts, you can have tags. If I'm having certain things in here, it can connect tool. So the marketing tool, you can actually build automatic sequences that is drag and drop. I love the workflows, opt-in web forms where like RingCentral, like I was telling, you know, my another podcast, I have to let them opt into it. I can have website pop-ups create on your landing pages. So remember those pop-ups I was telling you about inside of Slick Text, you can build it. Text surveys. So remember, if y'all are in my coaching group, I always tell y'all, hey, make sure you do your text surveys. I do it from here, okay? So much more I can do. Text to win contacts, mobile coupons, promo codes, loyalty programs, marketing flyers, you know, all in all. When you get a platform for your texting, you want to make sure that it's going to work for you and it's not the other way around. If you're not sending out your text marketing, text is so easy. It's in your hand. Bam, it's done. It's getting in your face, right? Versus an email or direct mail marketing or Google Analytics. Google Analytics should be getting you new clients. That's the point of that one. But you've got to remarket to your current clients. And you should be keeping track of your CRM, where if you have a CRM inputted, like I use Monday, right? You saw it was connected to my Zapier. When you use a CRM, you can go back and remarket. You can trigger like this Slick Text will trigger this workflow, right? Build automatic sequences that drag and drop that's tied into your CRM. If this client doesn't sell within a week, do a drip campaign. Hey, send me a link of shit. That drip campaign should be sending out every client that you did not convert that you want as a client. Remember, it's okay to tell clients no. So when you do your CRM, connect it, automate your system with your Slick Text, with your marketing, with your website, with your Google Analytics. Keep track of all of it. The clients that don't close, that haven't given you a definite no, I'm not going with you, you should be either texting them or emailing them at least twice in a month. Hey, I had a chance to think about your contract. If you sign today, I'll knock off 5% to get that sale, whatever that may be. Give an incentive for them to close that deal with you if you're following up. And if they still don't bite, don't give away the farm. The most that I do is like 5 to 10%, depending on what the job is, right? I'm not going to knock off a 10% deal on a build or a big remodel. Or I'll say, hey, I'll throw in a free filter clean or whatever that case may be, right? To get them incentivized to come back. So up here, I'm not going to click in, but this is where you text two-way and they have an app. You go on your phone, you can connect it, go through all that. contacts. You can go through and upload all your contacts to a CSV file or type them in manually, or just send out a link to all your clients. Say, hey, subscribe to my text messages. Here's this. Go there. Well, as you can tell, I love my slick text. It does a lot. I just love them. Okay. When you send out your text messages, you have to make sure, or any marketing, you know, for that. It doesn't matter if it's text message, if it's email message, like I have Constant Contact. I can get you logged into Constant Contact if you want to see that. But it's just email, you know, everybody knows what an email blast marketing is. So it's pretty self-explanatory. Marketing is a whole nother game where if you don't understand it, hire somebody that does, because you don't want to gamble your marketing for your business. If you're not keeping track of your marketing, stop. Shame the fuck on you. How are you knowing if it's working? How do you know if you're actually getting an ROI? How do you know if you are actually putting your money where it needs to be? Like on my books, on my CRM, I keep track of marketing three different ways. I have a CRM, I have it in QuickBooks, and I have it in my pool software. So if somebody forgets to put it in one spot, I sure the hell have it somewhere else. And my office will go back and change it and add it because I'm like, nope, we can't miss that, right? So I have to know where my money is going. I used to use Thumbtack a lot. Thumbtack used to be a huge marketing for me. Huge. I would say Thumbtack was like 60% of my business when it was just starting out and was big. Well, then they got rid of the remodel section of Thumbtack and then it plummeted. For me, Thumbtack does not do well with repairs. You're not only competing against multiple people, they send your information to, I think, like up to four or five other businesses. I don't know because I haven't used Thumbtack in ages. So I don't know if it's still the same or not. So I stopped spending money on that because I noticed my return on investment for those leads weren't coming. Like, why am I going to waste $40 a lead when I can spend that $40 on Google Analytics and capture a new clientele? Or I can use it on Craigslist, or I can use, yes, and I still use Craigslist to get clients. Like, everybody thinks that's obsolete, but there's some hack shit out there on Craigslist. I remember when Craigslist, I was able to code it like an HTML page. I literally wrote HTML code that I used to put in Craigslist. You can't do that anymore, which kind of sucks because I can make it all pretty and fancy. Now they just want you to upload photos and just write your contacts in there as normal, right? So it makes it easier, user-friendly. So you have to make sure you're keeping track of your marketing, whether it is Thumbtack, it's Google Analytics, it's Home Advisor, it is the G4 that's coming out, it's House, it's whatever you're doing your marketing to capture new clients. Remember, you not only have to market your current clients, you've got to market your new clients. One thing that I have found with my marketing is if I'm running a special, no client wants to be like, well, why are you giving new clients 30% off, but you're not giving existing clients shit? Like, how does that make you feel as a consumer? Like, you're giving somebody that's never used your service a percentage off and somebody that's used your service for years, nothing. Now, I'm not saying don't give them percentages off every month. I'm saying run a special just for existing clients. I do that. And I get really good feedback on that. I've actually, when I was trying to vamp up my website and try to understand what clients truly wanted, which is why my website has so much shit on there, is because I was trying to cater to everything. But as you can tell, my load time and all that's kind of suffered because I haven't kept up with it like I should. And it's been, but anyways, so with that being said, I have to make sure that my current clients are taken care of as well as my new clients. So I may do like a little bit higher amount for a new client if I need to gain new clients, or I'll do a lower amount for the new clients and a higher amount for my current clients so they don't leave, right? It just depends on exactly what I need. There's also another strategy that's called you pay to get your clients kind of deal, where if you know you need cleaning clients, you're going to sell it to them for the first month at $99, which is basically your cost for everything. right? Or whatever your cost may be, right? I'm just throwing numbers out there. So say you need 10 new clients this month. You're going to do a special at your cost. And then the second month is where you're going to start. You're going to hopefully raise your rate a little bit more than your average cost. So say you say your rate's $150 a month and you do your first month at $99. And then you'll, instead of doing $150, you're going to up that to like $155, $160 to gain that extra month back for your profit over the next few months. And then just keep them right at that, because if they're happy with it, be done. And with chemicals going through the roof and everything the way it is now, you should be raising your rate. You shouldn't be touching pool cleaning right now anyways for less than like $220. Like if you're doing pool cleaning for $220 or less, you're out of your fucking mind. Chemicals are through the roof. Gas, tolls, maintenance, employees, taxes, office personnel. Come on, guys. Know your numbers. Know your numbers. All right. Okay. So hope this marketing tidbit, there is so much more that goes into marketing that I can go into. If you want to have a conversation with me about marketing, feel free to reach out to me. I'll be happy to answer the questions to the best of my abilities. Now, I am not a marketing like, oh my God, this is what I do all day long, so I know everything about marketing kind of girl. But I can help you with pretty much a majority of any of the marketing that comes through. Now, if you want an amazing marketing, that's all they focus on. Poolmarketing.com is great. Joe is amazing. I may get him on this show to go over this. I will find out. I haven't asked him yet, but he is amazing. They handle everything from websites designing to CRM integrations to branding and logos to franchising leads to geofencing ads, which is digital marketing, right? So that's a whole nother deal. To voice advertising, which is pretty fucking cool, to SEO audits, Google Analytics setups, social media, reputation management, you know, all that stuff. I can help you with all that as well, because a lot of that is very simple. If you are technical savvy, it's very simple. But if you are not, please reach out to Pool Marketing and have them, or reach out to me. I'll be happy, you know, to answer questions. I only take on certain people though for marketing, because I'm only one person and Joe has a huge ass team. He is great. With that being said, I hope we have touched base on that. And my next and final one is going to be on social media. So come back next week and we'll chat about that. Until next time, bye guys and gals.
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years, from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's body. Podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.